brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Rosalie is on the line in San Antonio. Rosalie, how can we help?
Hi, guys. So I'm having a little bit of buyer's remorse with our house. We sold our first home last year, and then we bought a new home this time last year as well. And I just feel like it's just way too much money, and
uh-oh,
I'm having a little bit of remorse here.
Uh-oh.
What
happened?
We got ourselves into.
Walk us through the numbers.
Okay, so we bought it, our first home in 2017, and we made $100,000 in equity.
Okay.
And then I paid off my school loans, and we paid off our vehicles, and so we were debt-free except for our mortgage.
Okay.
We bought about a $500,000 home.
Okay.
And we make about $10,000 every month. That's what we're bringing home.
Okay. Well, how much is your mortgage payment?
$4,000.
Okay. Yeah. That's why you're feeling that. You're about 40% of your income. And we would suggest that you be somewhere around 25%. So that's why you're feeling it.
Yep.
Tell me more.
It was, we fell in love. Our real estate agent was awesome. We just qualified and got over our head and just got swept away with the moment.
Yeah, because they'll say you're good up to 50% usually.
Like, yeah, and then they're like, oh, your credit score is so good. You can get more and more and more. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Listen, the lesson that you just learned is a lesson that so many people need to learn. Because I can tell you, coming here, when Sam and I put an offer on a house, they were willing to approve us up to 50% of our income.
Gladly.
And they're like, oh, we'll make the approval letter for this much. And I'm like, no, that's good. You can just make it for the amount that
that's
we want.
Funny.
So remember, guys, anybody listening, advocate for yourself, because they want you to spend, because they get paid off that.
Yep.
So just stick to your guns. All right. So you're in at $4,000 a month. Are both you and your husband working?
Yes. I'm a virtual teacher. And then he owns a body shop with his dad. So we're both working.
And are you working are you working 40 hours a week? Are you both working 40 hours plus a week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we've got two little ones. I've got a 3-month-old that stays home with me. And then I have a 3-year-old who goes to daycare.
Okay.
How much is daycare?
It's not bad for our area. It is.
You say as you chuckle when I ask you that question. What was the chuckle about?
I mean, that's average.
How much was it?
$150 a week.
$150 a week.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's not bad. I was just curious.
It's just an expense. Because I've debated pulling him out and trying to work. Because I'm a virtual teacher, so I can work from home. But I've got a 3-month-old and then a 3-year-old. It's just a little bit crazy. So I've debated
What was your interest rate?
I think it was right around like 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a 30-year, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Girlfriend. All right. So the choices are not many. Your choices are, which by the way, let me just ask, what's the house worth now? It's still sitting the same. It's 500. Like, you didn't buy it too high.
Is what
okay.
I looked. Yeah, we have 47 to like pay it off. And I want to sell, but I don't want to pay capital gains tax.
Yes, that's what I'm kind of getting at is
right.
Let's look at this logically. All right. You're in at 40%. Now, the question is, do you see a pathway where you and your husband can close that gap and knock it down 20% points to get it where it needs to be?
With income.
To increase our income?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to increase your income by 15% is basically what I'm asking you.
I feel like we're kind of maxed out with a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old. Like we're definitely busy.
And so that's the reality of the situation. If you can't see a clear path to increasing your income 15%, so you're closing this gap, mm-hmm. and then it's sitting at 25, 28, even 30%, right? Where it's a lot more comfortable, then you do need to consider some situations going forward. Now, let's look at this capital gains thing and with real numbers. Okay, let's say that you bought it for 500. Let's say you sold it for 540. So that's a gain of 40%. And your capital gains rate is based on your income bracket. So based on where your income is, I think in your case, you're probably going to be at the 15%. You know, you're either going to pay 15 or 20, I believe, if I'm saying that correctly. But 15% of 40,000.
I would sell. I'd take the hit. I was curious what other options you were going to give.
Take the $4,500 hit, because it's, I think we hear capital gains and we're like, oh my gosh. And you're like thinking that it's going to make you go bankrupt. But when you really draw out the numbers, it's not like you had a gain of $300,000 on this property.
So let's just look at the psychological side of the money. Okay. So I think Jade's right. I think that's the option. If you can't increase your income, if he can't do, you know, body work on the side on the weekend, you're going to be stressed out every month, as opposed to a little stressed out for a couple months to pay that tax bill.
Yeah, because when did they move in? When did you move in?
March of last year. So
it's been a year?
I'd take the hit. I'd take the hit. You get out without very little stress at all. And you guys just learn from this and move on. If you literally can't increase your income, then I think that's your only viable option. I would not bite the bullet and be really stressed out every
month. Over a year with kids?
Yeah, because I was thinking of just staying here another year and just like, you know, keeping it real tight with the budget. And then
how tight is it? You know what? That's
Are you able to make it work?
Yes.
Without credit cards?
Yes.
Then I would stay for a year.
If you can make it work for a year, then stay. If you can't put food on the table, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're not doing credit cards. My husband he likes his toys, so he could. We have a third vehicle. We've got a truck, probably worth about $15,000, and I think we could.
He's not going to like me. He ain't going to like me. But if I had been one half of this bad decision, I would then be going, all right, I'm going to start selling stuff and we're going to stack some cash.
Well, because you're going to sell that truck, because the time is going to come for you guys to move, and you want to know what you're going to need? Moving truck, boxes, tape, all that stuff that costs, and that truck is going to come in real handy to pay for all that.
And he's a very talented guy doing body work. I'd like to challenge him to work a couple Saturdays. I know you need him at home. I'm going to get yelled at by Jade on Saturdays. But if I was this tight, I want to go find some margin, and I'm going to go work.
Yes, Ken.
Huh?
Men should work.
I'm not going to leave you stranded, but I got to go make some money.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.